It's time for the X-Men spin-off series Legion. I'm calling it that. That's what I'm calling it. It's chapter one. We have so much to talk about here on AfterBuzz. Stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello and welcome to the Legion After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm so excited. If you have not already, go to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. Hit subscribe. We're also on iTunes and SoundCloud. I'm your host, Yael Teagle. I'm joined by a panel of lovely people. Introduce yourselves and where people can find you on Twitter.
All right. So it's your boy, Chaos J, K-A-A-O-S-J. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram, Chaos_Oceans31, because I'm bringing you 31 flavors of waviness.
Hey guys, I'm Lucretia Lyon, cheating on DC tonight with Marvel, and you can always find me at LACRETIALYON anywhere on the internet, since there is only one.
Hey Legionnaires, you can find me on all social media at Rick Hong, RickHong. Let's do this!
Yeah, I'm Yael Teagle everywhere at Yael Teagle, YAELTYGIEL, and we have Lucretia live in the chat with everybody. So if you're in the chat, talk to us. Before we jump into Legion, I want to let people know where we stand in terms of expertise, right? Because I'm a big ol' X-Men fan, love them, they're my favorite superheroes, hands down, no one can beat them. But I'm by no means an expert, and I want to put that out there. Where do you stand, Kelly?
Same. I grew up watching X-Men, the cartoon, reading some of my dad and my mom's old comics of X-Men. But yeah, I'm not an expert either, so don't vilify me in the comments. I'm just going to keep it real. But yeah, definitely an X-Men fan, so I'm really excited about this show. And I'm just going to give you a non-fanboy analysis.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't use the term expert, but I do know my shit, guys. You know
she
it.
Does. Oh, yeah, she does. Cosign.
Yeah. I am the Oracle, but on this show, I got to be Jean Grey. So, I do know it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm like Neo then. It's like, what is the Matrix? No, actually, like, I'm a fan of the X-Men. I do know the X-Men. I wouldn't say that I'm an expert, so exactly. Don't kill me in the comments if I get something wrong. But I have some of the collectibles, some toys, and, you know, watch the cartoon back in the day, too. So
I forgot to bring my little, toys with me. Maybe next week.
Next week, we'll have
toys. Next week.
Those are way back home unpacking.
Yeah. Just stage this whole thing with just...
See what I got.
Yeah.
All one right. Big dramatic scene.
So we're talking Legion. It is chapter one. It is the beginning. What did you think overall? We had a 90-minute series premiere.
Too damn long. But really? It wasn't. I think that they really set the tone and they gave us a lot of they planted a lot of seeds.
Okay. Lucretia?
I really liked this episode. I wouldn't call it a pilot per se because it explained a lot. But with Fox, they don't really like to use the term pilot. So it was a really good way of getting people who maybe aren't as familiar questioning things. So for me, it's just like I already see some of the seeds they're planting mm-hmm. and get it. But I like, you know, for new viewers, it's really more interesting to see where they might be taking him.
Interesting. Yeah.
It was, you know, it was beautifully shot. I thought, I mean, just like the way that they do the explosions, you know, there's that whole scene with like the man with the yellow eyes, you know, you see like the pop-ups and everything. Story-wise, you know, I kind of sat there for a little bit. I might agree it might be a little long, but I was thinking, dude, it's going to get real boring real quick if they keep this part of it up, which, right. I mean, we'll go into it later on,
right.
But I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I loved it. I think 90 minutes wasn't too long, but I will say it could have been done shorter. We had a lot of montages. We had David's entire, like, growing up montage, which I'm sure is not how it happened and I'm sure is not correct and it's going to mess with us. I think it was the most beautiful, absolutely. But so I know who Legion is and I know about him and I was still confused and I think that's the point.
Yes.
I think they want to confuse us and take us... on this weird route where you're questioning everything. And I think you're wrong that it's good for people who don't know anything. Because I think they're watching it going,
what is happening?
The hell is this?
I like that, though. Because honestly, sometimes, like, I love watching things where I'm familiar with the material. But at the same time, I'm like, I wish it could be new again. Mm. And I feel like this show, I'm like, they could go a lot of ways. Because it's not, say, the most popular character. Where people aren't going to get so angry. You're like,
right,
let's get some new stuff.
Yeah, and they've said that they're taking a character that exists and is known-ish, Legion, and they're giving him new people who don't exist and in a universe that we haven't been to. So I believe a lot of the characters were going to try to be like, oh, is that this person? But I don't think it is.
No.
Yeah, we always see yeah. that in the movies anyways. Mm-hmm. They take a few liberties here and there. You know, like Wolverine in the movies, he's like 6 foot something, but he's really supposed to be like probably like my height, like 5'7" or something in the comics and yeah. everything. So
I don't mind in the movies.
I know.
All right, let's start with our asylum. I didn't know how this... It was such a mind F that I didn't know where to start. I think we should start in the asylum where we have David there. He is crazy. That's what he believes. He's taken his meds. He has his best friend Lenny, who I don't think is real. I don't think she's real.
Well
Audrey Plaza's character.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we... But isn't there a shot of her? I'm apologizing if I'm going to get too far ahead, but isn't there a shot of her where she's in the wall?
Yes.
Yeah.
And she's dead?
I don't believe she's real.
Yes. You don't believe she's real.
I'm going to say it now. Yeah. I'm making a lot of claims about who's real throughout this entire series. I'm going to be wrong a lot of times, but I'm claiming it. I don't think she was real from the beginning.
Okay. The only reason. Yeah. The only reason I feel like I can kind of refute that is just because, did we ever get Hamish's name in the show?
They just list him as the interrogator.
Okay, so the interrogator is questioning David about, you know, her death. That's the only reason I think, even though the interrogator knows that, everything around him at the moment is a ruse to a certain extent. I felt like because he mentioned her, then she must be real.
So
because I kind of thought that too.
Yeah.
But then I'm thinking, okay, but if this is just something that he sees, then why would they be bringing it up?
Well, I don't believe he actually names her.
Mm.
True. The interrogator doesn't name Lenny. He doesn't even, you know... There's one point where he's like, but she's dead, like, but he seems to be with a question mark. I know what, and the thing is, too, is does anybody else talk to Lenny?
So the only time I saw someone talk to Lenny was the Dr. Kissinger, I believe, who says when they're in the, like, group therapy, he says to take off her headphones. But I still refuse.
I don't think he's real.
Yeah.
You don't think the doctor's real?
No.
Well, yeah, because the Legion character is like, I mean, since you're kind of more the expert, he's like complicated. He is like, there's, you know, the whole schizophrenia makes it all who is real, who isn't real.
But also, he has the multiple personalities, so Legion is different people.
Yeah, and that is the thing, is they sort of misdiagnose it as schizophrenia in the show.
And
I kind of hope that they fix that as a psych major myself, which explains a lot of people. it's something that's very common, but two, I don't think that they're really going with like, hey, because that would be what honestly people would think of at first. Because dissociative identity disorder is something very hard to diagnose and is very, untreatable in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, they would have him diagnosed as a schizophrenic initially, and because we don't really see the split personalities yet. So I don't think that they're necessarily wrong, but that is what the character is leading up towards, to be the dissociative identity disorder, where he's multiple people. And two, in that whole group therapy scene, I'm like, he is Lenny and he is Sid. He is both. And I feel like the doctor may be an actual doctor in that scene, but that's the only one I could think was real.
I agree. Okay. In that scene with the group therapy, when he's talking about this hallucination, I believe that he's the only person there.
So it's not really group therapy.
It's
just therapy. It's
one-on-one therapy.
It's just therapy.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's a different perspective.
That's what we're going to do all season is, well, is that person real?
What about this guy?
He sees dead people.
Yeah.
Or it's like Identity, the John Cusack.
Right.
Let's talk about Sydney, because she seems to be real at the end when she says, I love you. But
Can she be real for me?
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
You can't touch her.
That's right.
Yeah, she's great now.
Well, no, you can't.
Yeah.
You just can't do skin on skin. You can still. You can still do the clothes. Hey, you
glove
know,
on like, glove love.
Hashtag glove on glove love. Guys.
Hashtag glove on glove love.
And fun fact about Sydney's name, aka Syd Barrett. Yep. Syd Barrett was a schizophrenic guitar player who played for Pink Floyd.
Yeah,
and they actually did name it because, as you'll see, a lot of the classic rock music, it's just like Supernatural. And thank you, Rinji, for that Supernatural reference later in the chat. I've been told I can only say Supernatural 5 times though. So,
The Supernatural reference the devil with the yellow eyes?
Yes,
because I absolutely caught that. For those who don't know. In all of season one and then most of the first 5 seasons, it's Supernatural. They're searching for the demon with the yellow eyes.
Interesting. Yes.
Big deal.
What is it, the first season and then for another like?
I watched it so long ago. Yeah. It's hard to remember.
I'm surprised that show's still on.
Yeah, that too.
Not that it's a bad show. I'm just surprised that
it's still fun. So, Rick Springfield's in it, who also did a failed superhero pilot, but it was for the other.
Let's discuss this kiss that we have between Syd and David, where they then Freaky Friday is.
I know that was a terrible, terrible analogy,
but that's
pretty much what happened. Freaky Friday.
They Freaky Friday'd.
It was like a reverse Rogue type thing. Yes. Like in terms of the character Rogue, where she same thing. It's like she can't.
Well, so is Sydney's powers similar to that of Rogue?
That's what they are leading us to believe. I will just say that the no touching, the absorption of the power after touching, that is what Rogue's powers are.
Even what she did in the pool scene was real roguish.
I think my theory is, I'm gonna say it, I think that she is David. I think they're the same. I think she's a personality of his, and the reason they switched was because the two personalities touched, which is why she can't touch him. So I think it's less Rogue and more that she can't touch him because they're the same person.
It's like the time continuum thing where it's like you can't touch your future, your past self in the same...
Otherwise two objects can't occupy the same space at the same time.
Because then they explode. There was the explosion.
Yeah, okay. That's great. I like that.
Yeah, and too, as I believe, like nothing... A lot of the stuff in the hospital isn't real. That's sort of his manifestation explaining this. But they totally threw those powers in there to make people think, oh, Rogue, because that's stuff people are familiar with.
And that's what I thought. And I even thought it more when she has the gloves on. But, yeah, I don't want to jump the gun on this one.
No, jump the gun. What are you thinking?
Okay, so, well, I think she's real, for one.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Real to me.
Well, we want her to be real. We want her to be real.
But, yeah, no, I think she's real. I think that's probably one of the only real things around him is her and his sister.
Interesting. Let's talk about the sister real
quick. Who we thought was his mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I got mad mom vibes in the beginning.
Well, at first I was thinking,
was like, his mom
is she a little young to
be? Yeah, I was like, his mom looked good.
So I'm confused about a sister because I could have sworn that David was an only child.
Yes. As far as in the comic books, David is an only child because he's Professor Xavier's and a mental patient, which makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
So, who is the sister? And so we were discussing this, that a lot of Legion's upbringing was by Moira McTaggart, who we meet in some of the X-Men movies. And is it possible that the sister, air quotes on that one, is not a sister and that maybe she is Moira?
That's what I was hoping, especially because if we could get Rose Byrne back to FX, because she was amazing on
Damages. Well, we wouldn't have Rose Byrne if we have this lady playing
the
sister.
And that's why I was like, but I would rather have Rose Byrne, but, you know, whatever. But
I'll make a call. I'll see what she's doing.
Hey, Katie Hazleton's great, though. She's good in this role.
Yeah, and that's why I was like, is she going to be Moira, or the, you know, because they sort of had her dress similar, and then the hair, you know.
Okay. It is the time period. Yeah.
Now, for those of us that don't know, can you tell us... Who is Moira, and does she have powers?
So Moira is a human from... we most saw her in the movies in First Class
in Days of Future Past.
Yes, but we first saw her in First Class. She was...
that's who Rose Byrne's character was?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, the love interest of Charles.
Yeah, she loved Charles Xavier. And then, we also saw Moira in X3... The Last Stand, at the end,
but it was not Roseburn.
Right, it was Roseburn completely.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that was a great guys.
That movie wasn't great.
No, no.
Really? See, as an X-Men,
I haven't
fan,
seen it. I'm sorry.
You don't need to see it. That's the thing, is you don't need to see it.
That's not true. They're all amazing. I love X-Men. I don't care if the movies suck.
Well, see, I heard that The Last Stand was just, they made it all about Jennifer Lawrence because she was, or Mystique, because, you know, she was, you know, the new hot thing.
Mixing up movies.
That's yeah. X-Men. No, The Last Stand is X-Men 3.
Well,
yeah. Oh, The Last Stand. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. I am mixing up movies.
We will take this.
I have seen The Last Stand. Oh, it was terrible. See? That was the Brett Ratner one. Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, the Ratner one. That was
the only great part was when he was like, I'm the Juggernaut, man.
I was an X2. This is a good time to take a moment and thank.
Was it an X2?
No, I think it was
X3. Yeah, it was X3.
It was Vinny Jones.
Yeah. I'm going to take a moment to thank our fans. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Thank you to everyone who's live in the chat. We ask you to do a very simple thing. We will be here all season, so please make sure you've subscribed on iTunes. That way you don't miss a single episode. If you like us, you can give us a 5-star rating. If you don't like us, you can give us a 4-star rating. The other stars, they don't work. I don't know if you guys know this.
They don't.
I tried them out today. They're still broken. Oh, no. So 5 stars if you like us, 4 if you don't. And write a review. If you bang on your keyboard and write some words, we will read it. I will read it. I don't know about them. I will read it live on the air starting next week.
Even if it's bad.
But only if it's a 4-star bad review.
Yeah.
Right.
Only.
Because the other stars don't work.
They don't count.
Let's talk about our interrogator, Hamish Linklater.
Oh, I love him.
He's awesome.
In my notes, he's cop dude.
Cop dude.
But he's not a cop. They're government, which is different.
And see, that's the thing, is him and the older gentleman are the only people I thought were real. Everybody else, I'm just like, they could all just be...
You didn't think Curly was real?
See, I called him Curly Keith Richards. Yeah, that guy's not
real. Oh, Tom Waits? Mm. Tom Waits, the guy that looks like... Yeah, yeah, he's like a scary...
Oh, no, he's totally real.
We have different rock stars, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no, he's totally real.
Yeah,
he's the muscle.
Yeah.
I absolutely believe that he is real.
All day.
I also think he's absolutely a mutant, and I want to know who he is.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Exactly.
Oh, he hasn't revealed his power. Oh, that's a good one.
Because he looks like a mutant.
Yeah.
He's got that crazy eye thing.
Yeah. So we also saw that there was like a beast in a cage, and that Curly's always whittling these like beast statues, dogs, wolves. Is he a werewolf? No, just me. Okay.
This is not supernatural. This is X-Men. He is a mutant wolf, if anything.
Wait, his powers are werewolf-like, but he's a mutant. He's not Beast. He's Sabretooth. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
right.
I was like, one of the wolfy men.
One of the wolf people. Redneck and Nerd thinks we should play a supernatural drinking game.
so every time you say it, we drink.
Yeah.
No, we'll die.
Nah, it's just like the
Here we go. Right here.
During this interrogation sequence that we have, we kind of aren't really sure what it is that he's after. We know that he's after the girl who wasn't registered, but he also is after something else, and he says, we're coming, you know, we wanted you, but we want her too. What do you think their end goal is, and who do you think they are? Anyone? The government agency?
Yeah, it's a secret government agency, like the Initiative on Buffy, where they just want to, like, test these people.
Ah, the SGA.
Yeah.
And like Stryker.
I won't be surprised if they don't bring someone in like Stryker, you know?
I was waiting for Stryker to appear. Stryker!
Come on, Brian Cox, get that guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so for me, I kind of feel like not only are they they're trying to research and find out more information about these people, but I think they're trying to figure out a way that they can...
Wait, when you air quote these people, you mean mutants?
Yeah, mutants. Okay. Yeah, mutants.
You know, they don't like to be called these
people. Right. There was a reason behind that. So, I feel like not only are they trying to research them and see what their powers are, but they're trying to figure out how they can manipulate that and weaponize it.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much what I think.
That's the way it always is, right? You always want to, like, no matter like what movie or TV shows we see, like someone has something extraordinary. It's
I need somebody to genetically alter me and weaponize me, please.
Yeah, I want adamantium, guys.
Right?
Yeah, because actually...
Dip me in it.
Renji90998 in the chat says, what would your powers be if you were a mutant? Yeah.
Excellent question. Let's save that for later.
I know. I was like, I know you're going to say something dirty.
No, I was not. I don't need that because I have it. All right.
I would want telepathy and right. move shit.
Teleportation.
Teleportation.
Teleportation. Mm-hmm. Invisibility.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Can I have both?
No.
Yeah. I'm thinking like jumper status. That's what I'm. That's where I'm at with that one.
Exactly. It's just going to banks so people won't see me.
Exactly.
Like, hey, exactly. All right. It's 20.
So while we're leaving, trying to escape the interrogation, we have Sid in David's memories telling him the escape plan.
Mm-hmm.
Another reason I'm not sure she's real or that she's not him. You know, when she's in there, what a complicated episode.
Wait, who's the blob? Who's that little blob dude?
I don't know.
But I'm sorry if I get him off task. It's just like when you were thinking about that, like the visions and stuff. It's like he looks over and like the guy is always just kind of sitting around or like just kind of doing.
We're talking about the blob with the yellow eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The devil guy.
Is that the demon with the devil?
The demon
with the yellow eyes.
Is that?
Yeah, that's.
I don't know.
And that resembles one of the personalities because there was like this blobbish one, but not to be confused with the blob,
right.
Which is also in the X-Men
right.
universe.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the thing is everyone's like, I feel like this is going to be the X-Men version of Gotham where everything is like adjacent to something you know, but they're like, no, these are different characters. Yeah.
I really hope that they don't do that.
Yeah.
I really hope that it's not a bunch of stories about these characters that we do know, but we're calling them something else. I want them to be new characters if we're going to go this route and have them be not from canon. I think that would be great.
I certainly think that they won't name anyone from canon. I feel that unless it's someone like Stryker or something that would be like grounded in a way, it's like, I don't want to say this is grounded because there's mutants, but at the same time, it's just like, it's a little bit leveled off from the movies, so yeah, a little bit more grounded in reality.
I would like if they're gonna name somebody, they name his father Charles.
Yeah, and who would you rather have show up, McAvoy or Stewart?
How do you guys like?
It depends on if we're gonna jump in the future. Or
Now, then it's McAvoy
all day.
Regardless, I wouldn't mind either.
Well, so what do you guys think of Dan Stevens as Legion?
Oh, yeah, he's good. I am loving some of the choices he makes. Like, whenever he just puts his hand and he's trying to decide if he's a woman.
See, because for me, like, I know this guy and I'm looking at him and, like, it's like a transformation because I watched Downton Abbey.
Oh, yeah.
And so he played Matthew Crawley and he's, like, this, like, pretty, like, blonde-haired, you know, whatever dude. And then all of a sudden now he's, like, this kind of just out of his mind, whacked out. And I was like, that is some great acting. I really like the choice of him being Legion, even though I don't know a ton about the character yet.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not familiar with his work, and I like him. I believe him in this character. I believe that he's as confused and scared as we are. I think he's doing a great job. And I think Aubrey Plaza is also doing
amazing. She's awesome. Yeah. Wow. She's awesome.
When isn't she awesome?
Well, I'm used to her being herself, being a role. And so to see her being someone else is new, and I think she's doing a great job. And her warning that they're coming for you, they're gonna kill you, in his memory,
that's cool.
Very awesome. I'm very excited that we're gonna keep seeing her, although she's either dead and only in his mind or was only in his mind to begin with.
See, at that point I was like, didn't she die? I was like, okay, now she's in his mind at that point. But
what if she was always in his mind?
I wish Lenny was my imaginary friend. She's like the Lady Tyler Durden.
Yes. Pretty much. Exactly. Exactly.
And then we meet these other characters right at the end once we've escaped. This escape sequence was awesome. The idea that she was like, slide down slower. Girl, get out of my head and let me do it. Mm-hmm. But he slides down. You can see before he slides the like lights and fires there.
And the two skeleton bodies just go boom, they just show up in the pool.
Yeah, it was really awesome. And she says, don't come out till you see me. I didn't see that was her. I was like, wait, that's not her, don't go. He comes up and they go, and he meets Patonomy, which is the dude with the machine gun, and Carrie. I don't know who either of these people are.
The Mod Squad. They're the Mod Squad.
Oh, okay. That explains it.
The Mod Squad. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we come out and we meet Melanie Bird, played by Jean Smart.
Yeah, Jean Smart's awesome. Yeah.
She's amazing. But we also have the telekinetic guy who's like, move, go! Just knocking.
That's you, right? That's you.
That's
my own
one.
Yeah, so we have these four new characters just at the end of the episode. What did you think of these characters and what are you hoping to see?
Yeah, I was wondering how they were going to do this show all set in the mental institution. Mm-hmm. So when it's just like, oh no, we literally did all of the trailers in this pilot.
Yeah, that was a pleasant surprise to see that. Like, mm-hmm. oh great, because as I said in the beginning of the show, I thought that would get a little old if he's constantly like, you know, I'm. Well, what do you think about that?
Yeah.
What
do you think
about that? Yeah, what do you think about that? You know, so it's nice to see that. Oh, now it's, you know, like, yeah, they're getting out of that world of the, mm-hmm. and they're going to use like new marketing material.
Yeah.
Okay. So for me, I want to know more about the telekinetic dude. Potonomy, mm-hmm. I want to know a little bit about Potonomy just because of his name. Like, that's a random name. I want to know what he does, but I really want to know about this random dude that just. He's like, yeah, come on over here, bam. I need to know what more about that guy.
Yeah, I like that we have a team, essentially. Mm. They were like, this show is not X-Men, it is about this character Legion, but we're going to give you a team of mutants now. Yeah.
But they're all the same mutant is the trick, right?
You think that it's going to end up that this entire team is him.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah. I mean, knowing how the character kind of is, yeah.
Yeah.
I could absolutely see Potonomy and Carrie being him. I've already said that I think Sydney is him. I don't think telekinetic guy is him.
No.
And I don't think Gene Smart's character.
Oh, no. Not
so what do we think about that weird, like, that touch, that weird handshake that they do?
End.
Like, does it stand for something, or is it just kind of just, hey, let's just kind of just shoot this?
I want to believe in the old saying that a director doesn't show you anything you don't need to see.
Mm.
I want to believe in that, but I feel like I've seen so many things where they're like, it's artsy.
Yes.
So I don't know. Is Melanie really his mother? Is she really Mrs. I forgot her name, Mrs. Holler?
Yeah.
Who knows?
I took that handshake. I took that you know, them showing a close up of that handshake as him opening another door and forging a new relationship. Obviously not a relationship like boyfriend girlfriend, right. But you know, a whole new relationship, and that this woman was going to play a vital part in, you know, the things we're about to see coming up next.
And she's going to do something to keep.
She's
going to
have a big impact in his life.
Yeah, and a lot of people in the chat are speculating, like, Renji90998 here says that Mrs. Bird looks like an older Emma Frost, you know, and I was curious, because this is, again, I feel that they're going to be like, this is kind of like a similar power, but then this is not the same person, just so that people have some familiarity, and I can see that.
I feel like they're either going to go that path, or... they're going to just tell us that they're not giving us any characters we know, and then just giving us characters we know.
Yeah.
Like, later being like, they used to call me Frost, but now I go by Bird.
My real name is Dinah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Nice.
I've not enjoyed that.
It's a good reference.
Yeah.
This episode was so packed full of imagery, but very, I want to say, low on story progression, right? We got him growing up. He goes to the asylum. He escapes from the asylum. He then gets captured by the government people. He escapes from the government people. That was our 90-minute episode.
But do you feel hooked? That's the whole thing with the... Do you feel hooked?
I was hooked when they announced they're making a show.
They really, like, advertised the shit out of this.
Because
I do Taboo, and every time I'm watching Taboo, the next commercial is Legion, 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 so...
And then there's posters and stuff everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, like, right behind you? I mean...
Oh, wow, didn't even see that there. No, I'm talking about on the street, bus stops, benches, like, I've seen it all over.
Yeah, I am so excited this show has started. I feel like because we've been doing it all episode, we might as well continue it. Let's head into predictions.
Yeah.
Now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So in the promo for, I want to say it's a promo for the season and not a promo for next
Just
week.
For the next episode.
But we see Curly. He's still around. He survived the blast. Somebody says, we're going to make you whole again. Bill Irwin is there. He's playing some sort of doctor. Why am I so important? Asks David. We're at war, says Melanie. I put quotes. Lenny doesn't trust Melanie. Lenny in David's mind. And then the sister is taken by the government bad guys. That's what I saw in the promo. Mm-hmm. If you want to base your predictions on any of that. I think the sister, I think it would be a really great twist if the sister turns out to not actually be a sister, but to be Moira. I think that'd be a good twist.
That would be interesting, and that would at least tie it to the most recent films mm-hmm. and a character that people are familiar with, but like Issei is a little bit more grounded because she is a human.
Yeah.
And I would like that. And I really hope that they delve into why he has dissociative identity disorder and explain it. Because in the comic books, spoiler alert, people, in case you haven't read it, he witnesses a terrorist attack, which is right. why he has the trauma. But as SVU fans, we know that dissociative identity disorder is actually more associated with sexual trauma. Mm-hmm. So that's something I would be curious to see if they would actually go there. I think that if any show would do it, it'd be them.
Yeah. I actually think, as a Middle Easterner, I'd like to see them play up the fact that, like, his mom's Israeli. Like, I'd like to see this happen and play that up, which, not to be nitpicky, but when he goes to his sister's place, no one here's a Jew.
I went to a Jewish school.
Right. There was no mezuzah on the door, and I went, this woman's not Jewish.
And he doesn't really look Jewish. And I was like, I didn't want to be the one to say it.
First off, that's offensive. I know. And second of all, there's no mezuzah on the door. Yeah. I think she's Moira.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, I think, you know, like, my prediction is that they're definitely going to, as you can drive a story, is, yeah, the government or whoever's after them, they'll get her, like, as we've seen, and they'll use her as bait to draw him out.
Yeah, and you were saying it looks like they're going to give him a training sequence.
The danger room. That's what it seems, is that they're going to do a danger room. Like, if they do the, you know, and get Blackburn danger! In there, get it all. But yeah, and Hamish is a beautiful-looking Jew. I resent that.
Hamish Linkletter?
Yes.
Okay, so for me, I don't know. I really don't know what to expect, except for there's definitely going to be some kind of a battle royale when it comes to him getting his sister. I think that's going to be straightforward. I don't really think there's going to be too much of a twist with that. It's, they got her. I got to get her back. Danger room. You know, you got to have that whole training montage because he's got to get his sister back. There's going to be a lot more in between, but...
Do you think that the sister... is going to be the long story that, like, she's been taken and you won't get her back till the end of the season?
No, not at all. I think they're going to wrap that up real quick. I think they're going to wrap that up at least by mid-season. That's my prediction anyway.
Well, I mean, mid-season...
There's bigger fish to fry in this universe.
There's a lot to say, but yeah, like, I'm 50-50. I mean, it's like, I could see them taking it all the way to the eighth episode.
Is it only 8 episodes?
I think, right? For this season? It's like, we only have 8 episodes?
How many more than that?
Granted, premiere was like an hour and a half, so like I was saying maybe the season finale would be an hour and a half as well.
Mm. Yeah, Redneck and Nerd in the chat says, twist, the sister isn't real.
Oh, that would be amazing!
So there is no Moira McTaggart.
Yeah, there's no Moira, and neither is there a sister. That'd be cool. Mm-hmm. I want to know who this doctor is that's coming in, played by Bill Irwin. And what his deal is.
Yeah, we never got his name, right? Do we get his name?
We didn't meet him in this episode yet.
Okay.
So I'd like to know who he is. Because I feel like there's something there. I don't know what it is, but I feel like there's something there. I want to know who Curly is. There's a lot of I want to know. That's really where I'm at. Is
who
I want
to
know.
I want to know your name.
Nice. Yeah. I also want to know who's real. And who's also David?
That I don't think we're gonna find out. I think
we know David is real at least. Yeah, we know David is real.
I think they're gonna string us along.
Then. I don't know that we know that.
Good point.
And I like the idea that he has an imaginary friend that we are like confirming is an imaginary friend. And I feel like that is to throw off anyone who doesn't know the show. You know what I mean? Like anyone who's not familiar with Legion, I feel like Lenny is there because she is 100% a created character and not from anything. I think she is there so that people who are not aware of Legion and what his powers are and what he can do are to go, oh, well, like, he's a little crazy. He has this imaginary friend who died, maybe. And so they'll never question that other people aren't real. That's my theory.
Yeah, Khalif95 in the chat says no one is real. that.
Not even David? Like, not even David?
Definitively no one is real.
Yeah, the show ends with him in his bed and none of this actually happened.
It's like the Newhart, it's like the Bob Newhart show, whatever. Yeah. Like decades later, it's just like, oh, it's just, yeah, it never happened.
Yeah. I believe a season of Dallas was all a dream.
Bobby didn't get shot. He was still alive. Yeah. Because that's my jam. St. Elsewhere also
Dallas is bomb. Yeah, Dallas was great. JR did get shot, though. He did get shot by his like sister-in-law.
Yeah. I love it. I'm so excited for the rest of this season. Are there any final predictions or thoughts that you guys want to make sure we don't miss?
Badass soundtrack, I will say. I like.
Yes. Do we think we'll see like a shot of him just at some point just as a joke and see what the big hair from the comic books, like, do you think we'll see that this season?
Like he gets the Morty, you know, wig.
Yeah. Okay. I absolutely think that just we have
a little
to
fun.
Yeah, we have to see the hair up. Hmm. Right, that'd be so sad if we don't. Or maybe like that's how the season ends, kind of like how Daredevil did at the end of the season. He put on the red suit.
Right.
Spoiler alert, Daredevil season one.
Yeah, guys, if you haven't seen Daredevil season two, do it now.
Yes.
Stop.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, you've been watching TV wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also would like, since it is a Marvel property, it's never going to happen, but I'd like it to connect with the Netflix Marvel world.
That would be good.
Right? Why not?
Oh, that would take a lot of negotiating, but yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Awesome.
Because Fox and we'll work with them. You know, they've done that before. They worked with Sony. Yeah.
They worked with Sony. Yeah.
Well, it's only because like they were like, we don't know what to do with Spider-Man. We're screwed. Yeah. And Sony's like already under so much. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, thank you all so much for joining me on the panel today.
Hey, you're welcome. We appreciate being here.
Thank you to everyone who's live in the chat, everyone who is downloading, streaming, subscribing. Don't forget to subscribe. Until next week, what other shows and where can people find you on social medias? Let's start with Rick.
I do Taboo and I do Homeland, and you can find me on all social media at Rick Hong, RickHong.
Lucretia.
Well, I'm usually on DC shows. Sorry, guys. I've got Powerless tomorrow.
Traitor.
I'm on Legends of Tomorrow and Supergirl, and I think I'll be on Arrow next week as well, and you can always find me at LACRETIALYON anywhere on the internet, since there is only one. Be sure to check out the Comic Book Exchange to explain some Allegiant.
Bam. Yeah. Okay, and you can find me on the Lethal Weapon After Show. You can also find me on the DMC, which is Dating, Mating, and Communicating. You can always find me here. And yeah, I think that's it. That's all I got. Oh, and My Kitchen Rules. Almost forgot. Cool. And My Kitchen Rules. And for those of you that are new to me, you can find me on Twitter, KAAOSJ. And you can find me on Instagram, chaos_oceans31, because I'm bringing you 31 flavors of waviness.
I love it.
I love that. I'm Yael Teagle. I'm everywhere at Yael Teagle. That's YAELTYGIEL. I'm also on the Grimm after show for the final season, the Switched at Birth after show for the final season, Law and Order Special Victims Unit for the never ending season.
400th episode.
Wow. You were on all 400 episodes?
I was. I've seen every episode multiple times. Also, I have a podcast called Intimate Interrogations. It's free on iTunes and Stitcher. Sometimes it is filthy, sometimes it is not. But we'll see you next week for more Legion. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.